News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Governor Stitt sets a budget summit for next week. Here's Capitol correspondent Albert Castellanos.
Both Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have agreed to meet with the governor on Monday afternoon. Treat says he wants everything to be out in the open.
I look forward to having it in a very open and transparent manner like we've dedicated ourselves to. Both Republicans and Democrats, members across this chamber will be involved if I have anything to do with it.
There are just 30 days remaining before the session adjourns, with lawmakers still having to determine how to spend $13 billion for the state government.
$2 million is the amount Wewoka Public Schools will pay four victims who claim the district failed to protect them despite being notified of sexual misconduct on the part of former middle school principal Cody Barlow. Barlow is facing six counts of lewd acts with a child. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU wheat variety testing plot tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.